Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're the real Fleetwood Mac, yeah, for sure.
And it took us a while to get it straightened out, but that's cool now, and we're just gonna boogie on. The Bogus Band was received really badly in a lot of cities.
When I play the drums, it's, for me personally, it's more of a physical outlet.
After a 45 city tour, you know, you do tend to get a little wrung out. What's going through my head right now is how nice it'll be to have some Mexican food consistently for about a week and a half. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Fleetwood Mac, day 9, talking about their 9th studio album, Heroes Are Hard to Find, came out in September of 1974. Looking back at the previous album, good songs were hard to find. So, you know, let's see what happens on this album. This was the last album with Bob Welch. Yay! He left the band at the end of 74 and was replaced by Lindsey Buckingham. So that works for me. This is the first Fleetwood Mac studio album to be recorded in the United States. They recorded in Los Angeles. And it was also their first album to hit the top 40 on the Billboard 200. The title track was edited and issued as a single but failed to chart. And without a successful single, you know, the album wasn't going to go much higher in the charts. But it was their most successful album at this point in the U.S. All right, let's get into it. The album kicks off with the title track, written by Christine McVie. Strong R&B vibes on this song. It's kind of weird. You can tell that Christine was having fun with this one. I like it. It has a certain charm. There's a lot going on, but it's a decent song. Second song on the album, Coming Home by, you guessed it, Bob Welch. All right, Bob, here we go. As annoying as this pretentious bullshit is, it's better than most of his garbage from the last album. Thank you. Third song on Heroes Are Hard to Find, another song by Bob Welch called Angel. What the fuck? Such a mess. I can't describe this, but it sucks. Fourth song on the album, oh no, Bob Welch song called Bermuda Triangle. God damn it. I really feel like Bob is doing this to me on purpose. This is some kind of jazzy, funky bullshit. Please stop, Bob. Like I said, I even like some of Bob Welch's later solo material, but for the most part, what he did with Fleetwood Mac was fucking horrible. Crazy people talking. Well, somebody that we ought to know down in Bermuda. Pale blue sea. Way down in the triangle. It's easy to believe. Now here's one. You see strange shapes in the light. Shadows in the night. They said that wingtips seemed to brush their faces. Strangers stole their sight. Way down in the triangle, where the sea was smooth at last. Side one ends with a Christine song called Come a Little Bit Closer, big rock ballad from Christine. It's interesting to trace her development over the course of these albums. She's really refining this certain songwriting style. We heard her nail it with the last song on the previous album, Why, and here again she nails it. Great arrangement, well-constructed, well-produced. So this song is pretty great.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, flipping the record over, Bob Welch song called She's Changing Me. Wow, this is actually a pretty nice kind of country rock song. I definitely think Bob had been listening to the Eagles, but this song's actually fine. I'm not saying I forgive Bob for his previous atrocities, but this is pretty good. I even hear a little like Teenage Fan Club in there, one of my favorite bands, but really, like I said, he's ripping off the Eagles here. But I much prefer Bob doing the Eagles than doing, you know, waterboarding. I mean, you know, that's a good way to describe some of his previous material. It's like being waterboarded. I've never been waterboarded. But Bob, you know, I think I might have an idea of what it's like thanks to you, Bob. So, but yeah, this song, not bad. Second song on side two, Bad Loser by Christine McVie. Oh no, Christina's been spending too much time around Bob. This sounds like some of Bob's bullshit. Actually, this isn't as bad as Bob's bullshit, but it's kind of annoying. Just the way it's put together. Third song on side two, Silver Heels by Bob Welch. Here we go again. Soft rock. Sounds like Steve Miller, who I'm not a fan of. There are moments I don't hate, but overall, thumbs down. She said, hop for a ride. You never ask me, but I'll tell you anything. She took me out on the Blackboard Jungle, put me straight in. Fourth song on the album by Christine McVie called Prove Your Love. An average ballad from Christine. Not bad, but not her best. I like the atmospheric bit. So this is pretty good, but too long at 4 minutes. Fifth song on side two by Bob Welch, Born Enchanter. Bob, 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 holy shit. Funky blues bullshit, man. Truly awful. Alright, the album ends with Bob Welch saying goodbye to Fleetwood Mac. One last song from Bob called Safe Harbor. pointless noodling instrumental. But it could be worse. Bye, Bob. I hope the guy they replace you with writes better songs. So, there you go. Heroes are hard to find. Couple of great songs from Christine. A lot of bullshit from Bob. One Eagles ripoff that is listenable from Bob. He goes on to do like kind of a more of a hard rock thing called Paris. I like that. I like a lot of his solo stuff where it's more like a power pop kind of vibe. But the jazzy, funky shit that he did a lot with Fleetwood Mac was pretty fucking awful. But he gets his shit together later. You know, Bob, you know, as much as I've been shitting on Bob Welch, I like stuff he does after Fleetwood Mac. So, there you have it. Hey, we will find what happens next. Tomorrow, when Fleetwood Mac release a self-titled album in 1975. We'll see how that turns out for them. They've got a couple new members named Lindsay and Stevie. We'll see how that works out. You know, we'll find out tomorrow.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.